Okay, I guess I can officially say that the podcast is back because this is my second time recording, which means we have ourselves a series. I have recorded the first episode, like coming back a few times now, and I feel like those have just been like false starts, but I really knew that I was back kind of in my podcasting era when today I was in the middle of doing something and I was like, ooh, this would be a good concept for a podcast episode. And I was thinking to myself, when would I record that? And then I decided I'll just sit down right now and do it. So this is exciting. I think we can officially say it's back. It's happening. Thank you guys for being here and for being patient with me, as it's taken a long time for me to get back into doing this. And I think that my philosophy, I believe I touched upon this in the first episode, is going to be more of a kind of audio diary of being a full-time artist and just thoughts that occur to me, things I'm working through, just really kind of on the fly, not a ton of planning. But I think that sometimes that can lead to more potent, less contrived concepts, or it can lead to not thought out concepts. We'll find out. But all right. So the moment of inspiration today that brought me to the mic was I've been going through this process of on Spotify, you know how you have a bunch of your liked songs? Well, I was listening to another podcast that I frequent, and the host was mentioning how he's very protective of his liked songs in Spotify. And it was so funny when he said that, because it just occurred to me like, huh, I wonder what my liked songs are look like, or what that is. And it brought me down a whole rabbit hole of a time in my life where I liked or all this music that I really didn't like. And I was at the time in art school. I was also in a relationship with somebody who was very pretentious about music and your taste in music. And if you liked a particular artist, like he'd look down on you, that type of guy. It's unfortunate. I feel bad for younger me, and I feel bad for him, honestly, because who has the time and energy to judge somebody based on the kind of music that they like to listen to? I don't know. In hindsight, it feels so obvious that relationship was never meant to work out, because I was so preoccupied with trying to make sure he didn't hate me. Like, that's how it felt. Like, the whole time it was like, what do I have to like and what do I have to do so that he doesn't hate me or doesn't think I'm terrible? Not even like me. Like, I just like, what do I have to do so he doesn't think that I have like terrible taste and that I'm not an interesting person? Because that was the vibe. Ugh, miserable. Anyway, we don't need to dive into my past traumas, but anyway, so he, very much like influenced me in music, not in a good way, but in a, oh, you should like this. And then same thing in art school. I was in a lot of sound classes, and there was a lot of like, you should be listening to this if you are in this class. You should be investigating this. And I think obviously in a certain space, like, I think what the teacher probably meant was just like, look into this, see if you like it. But there was kind of this competitive nature within art school of who had the best taste and who knew about the most recent up and coming artist, or who had the weirdest taste in music that nobody else would understand. It was just theirs. It was like this trying to claim a niche. And in a weird way, I think what happened is it resulted in, for me at least, just this huge range of music that I was listening to that didn't, none of it really made sense together. None of it, if you looked at it all together, none of it had a personality, because it was so clear that it was like trying to be something. And so, yeah, as I'm looking into my current liked music on Spotify, is an absolute mess. I think there is probably 10% of the songs in there that I actually like and would listen to right now. And the rest are honestly giving me flashbacks to a time in my life where I didn't know who I was and I was trying so hard to impress somebody. like I said, I don't even know who I was trying to impress at the time, because I was trying to impress like my professors, the other kids in my classes, and my ex-boyfriend. But it was so funny because this is also a private thing, right? Like, this is your liked music on Spotify. Like, nobody was following me that closely to be checking in on my liked music on Spotify. But I was so convinced that, like, I had to maintain this sort of air of, yes, I have, like, the most interesting music taste. So, like I said, I've been going through these songs trying to weed out, and Spotify doesn't have a button that you can just like automatically, at least if you can find one, guys, that'd be really helpful, where you can just go and like unlike all of your liked songs. So I'm having to individually, painstakingly, like unlike each song. I tried to go to artists and like unlike them there, but the songs, it's a nightmare. And I have over 5,000 songs in my liked playlist, I guess, that are just like I said, nothing I would listen to currently. I think there are some songs in there that are like, oh, that are the type of music I would say that, you know, everybody likes or should like, I guess. Once again, there's no such thing as should, but there are things in there that I wouldn't listen to regularly. But the Beatles, for example, near and dear to my heart, Otis Redding in there, but I wouldn't put him in my like liked category. It's more of just like, that's a classic, like, of course, but I'm not gonna regularly listen to it and go back to it. It'd be something that occasionally I think of and I'm like, I'd like to go back to that. So those don't really belong in my liked. They maybe belong in more of a sentimental or just a different playlist for me, maybe a playlist of a type of mood that I would want to be in, of oldies or whatever. But I really want my liked playlist to be things that, like, if I turned that on shuffle, there wouldn't be a song in there that I wouldn't be happy to be listening to. Maybe the only reason I would change the song is because I've heard it a bunch, or it's just not quite the vibe, but it's a song that I would return to and really like. And I have those songs, and the top like maybe 100 or 200 songs on my liked playlist are songs that's how I feel about currently, but the rest is just such a mess. And so this feels like an endless task. So every day I have been, in the morning before I start listening to the music I actually like, going into my liked playlist, pressing shuffle, and then just seeing what comes up and unliking the song, thinking to myself like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? Why did I pretend to like this? And there's been a level of shame I've felt around it, just thinking, oh gosh, like, how spineless was I? But I've decided, I think the moment of inspiration, like I said, that struck that I really wanted to record this podcast was, I was thinking about this translated into just my whole entire expression of myself and my whole entire, you know, journey to find my style and my interests and just who I am as a person. And I really feel like this is a perfect example of it. We, you know, will look back and cringe on photos of what we used to wear maybe in like the early 2000s or back in high school or whatever era that was for you, and be like, oh my God, what was I thinking? And I really think that the times you look back and you say that, what was I thinking, it means that you were trying to be something or do something that you were not. And maybe that's obvious, but I do think there's a difference between looking back at, oh gosh, why was I wearing those gaucho pants in middle school, and thinking to yourself, well, I really liked those gaucho pants at the time. I thought they were great, and I was having a lot of fun wearing them, and, you know, it was fun. I can look back at that time and just laugh and think to myself, oh my gosh, yeah, like, 10-year-old me loved the gaucho pants. Good for her. And not be too cringe about it, but the things that really make me cringe are when I look back in high school or in middle school and I'm thinking, gosh, I was wearing that because I thought this guy would like me if I wore this, or I had my hair cut this way not because I wanted my hair to be cut that way, but because a guy I was dating at the time told me that if I had short hair, he wouldn't find me attractive. Those are the things that I look back and I cringe about, because it feels there's a sadness to it, right? There's a, gosh, like if you had just been exploring something you actually liked or was actually true to you, where would we be? Or what were you, what would you have liked? And I think there's that sadness that, for me at least, when I look back at this music, that thinks, well, what would I have been listening to? Like, what did I actually like? What did 19-year-old Julia actually want to listen to? And I can't find it. And that is sad. But at the same time, I really think it is an experience we all go through, because at times we are lost. At times we don't know what we like, and we maybe are clinging to the people around us, people we think have better taste than us, and looking to them to tell us who to be, tell us what to like. And that can be so tempting in life, especially because it can be really scary to claim what we like and be unapologetic about it. And it can be a lot easier to attach ourselves to somebody else. At least in my experience, especially as a people pleaser, I've often found, you know, a safe harbor in the storm by just attaching myself to somebody else's aesthetic, somebody else's opinions, somebody else's desires, hopes, dreams, because that's easier than claiming what I want and then maybe not doing a good enough job or failing at it. And so as I'm looking back through these liked songs, there's a cringe, there's a sadness, a little bit of resentment there towards not me, but maybe just kind of blaming the people around me. But then I look back, I'm like, I can't blame them, right? Like I'm the only one who was deciding what my liked songs on Spotify were going to be, you know, as maybe manipulative as my ex was, or how much as the environment in art school was very pervasive and convinced me that I needed to, there's a honking outside, convinced me that I had to be a certain way or like a certain thing. It was me at the end of the day who decided what songs were going to be in my private liked playlist. And so I would like to ask you, what songs are in your liked playlist? And literally or metaphorically, what are you consuming or, in, you know, telling yourself that you like versus what are you actually genuinely drawn to and you want, you know, to turn on and listen to? It's a guilty pleasure. And honestly, something you may realize is you don't know what that is. That was actually the scariest part when I finally kind of snapped out of it, was I realized I didn't know what I liked. And so there is a little bit I'm noticing in the liked playlist, this like weird time in between where there's like little bursts of like me in there. Like there are some songs that like, oh yeah, I do still like that one. And then there's these, you know, other songs or artists in there that was like, oh, that's a remnant of a time. And it's possible that I'll look back right now, although I actually really doubt it. I actually genuinely really doubt it, that I'll look back at the songs I'm liking currently and think, oh gosh, what was I thinking? But once again, I really think it'll be the, what was I thinking? I don't want to listen to that currently, versus a, gosh, who was she? Who did she think she was? What was she trying to be? And that I think is a huge difference. And I think the closer you can get to recognizing that difference, the closer you can get to also finding your personal style. And whether that's in, obviously this is an art podcast, but I do think all of these are related. I think your personal style and like how you dress, the music you listen to, just how you, you know, set up your space, all will influence the art you are creating. And the closer you can get to really being true to you, obviously, the closer you can get to finding that truth within yourself. I was also having a conversation with my sister-in-law on New Year's Eve. No, it wasn't New Year's Eve. Anyway, it was the day before New Year's Eve. We went to brunch, and she was saying how a lot of people that knew me, or there's, we go up to Michigan every summer to visit Kirk's grandma, and she's there too, and there's a lot of other people up there that we have like met and that they've known for forever and stuff. And when I was first starting out as an artist. I have my style, if you were familiar with early versions of me, was very much like florals and that type of work. It was a lot looser, sometimes abstract at the beginning, became a little tighter, a little bit more, I guess you could use the word refined, and focused on flowers specifically. And she was saying, like, yeah, a lot of people, like, miss that up there. Like, they really want, you know, I did commissions for a lot of them, too. And they're, a lot of them wonder, like, where that went. And they always ask me about it. And it's so funny because that Flynn was saying, they always ask her, like, is Julia going to do florals again? She's like, I don't know. Like, I think this is maybe where she's at right now. This is what feels true to her or whatever. But it's funny because, similar to the liked playlist, I can look back at that time and think, like, okay, yeah, there's no painting that I'm like, oh God. There are a couple, actually. That's not true. There are a couple paintings I can look back on and think, like, ugh, I was trying to be somebody else, or that wasn't true to me. But majority of them, you know, I was trying to figure it out. I was trying to be myself and do that, versus there's a lot of paintings, like I said, in art school at the time right before that, where I'm like, I don't even see myself in these paintings. I think that's really what it is. When I look back at that music from that time, I'm like, I don't even see myself in this music. Like, there's nothing that was like touching any part of me in this. It was just purely because I thought it was cool, or I thought people would think I was cool. But I can still look back at the florals, most of them, and think, okay, yeah, there's a part of me in those. There's an essence of me that is still a part of my journey. Like, but that's not where I am currently. I don't cringe at that time, but yeah, this is what I'm currently doing. And so I was saying to her, I didn't take like offense to it or at all. I was like, I get it. Yeah. I mean, I my style has changed, and for people who bought my art early on, like, maybe that's disappointing, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a version of me in the future that returns to that subject matter. We'll see. I don't know what, you know, where the years will take me, but I think that's what's fun about it. And she was saying, like, yeah, absolutely. And then I got into talking about what I'm currently interested in working on this upcoming year and the subjects I'm going to be focusing on and all of that jazz. And yeah, so I thought that was an interesting thing because I didn't take offense to it at all. I was like, all right, those are people, or that those are, it's a taste from my past, a version of me that I am still proud of, but it doesn't serve me anymore. And I think similarly, you know, you can look back at certain versions of your art and know that it had a place, or you can look back at certain versions of your art and know that it wasn't true to you. And that feels a lot worse, a lot worse. So I think, yeah, I really went down this rabbit hole with the Spotify liked playlist. And I think you should think about it too. Maybe actually go into your Spotify like playlist. I don't, or maybe you use Apple. I don't use that, Apple Music. And I don't know if they have a version of that in Apple Music or not. Maybe they do. Whatever platform you use, I'm guaranteed that you have a playlist, or you have something that has like a collection of your liked songs. And go through it and just think to yourself, like, what's true to you? Where were you at that time? What were you thinking? Or go back and look at your old work and start to categorize it as something that was true to you. You were working through something, you had an idea or a thought there, or was majority of that just being influenced by somebody else? And I think that that exercise will tell you a lot. I'm not sure exactly what it will tell you, but I know it tells me, it was kind of a good check-in of like, all right, I feel like I'm in a good spot right now. Like, I know who I am. I know what I like and what I'm moving towards. And I know also who I was and who I wasn't too. I think sometimes the information you get of knowing who you are not can be just as powerful as the information you know about who you are. So that's an important exercise. Okay, well, there we did it. Episode number 2. Thank you guys for listening. I hope this was interesting. And I will be back. I will be back. I promise. Okay. All right. Talk to you guys soon.